Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us on the internet at equip.org. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And truth really does matter. Blaise Pascal said that truth is so obscure in these times and falsehood so established that unless you love truth, you cannot know it. And unfortunately, a lot of people either don't love truth or know how to discern truth, because scams in the Christian community continue to multiply. And this, again, is evidence that discernment is in short supply. Years ago, I wrote about a man named Harold Camping, a man who, on the basis of alleged biblical insight, predicted the end of the world. In his word, God is going to bring Judgment Day on May 21, 2011. Of course, that's about 10 years ago. But it is ironic if you go back to this time. Harold Camping cited Amos 3:7 in vindication of his claims. But Amos, unlike Camping, was a true prophet of God. And thus he rightly told God's people what the future held in store. Though the prophecy of Amos was historically fulfilled when a remnant of Israel was restored to the land, you might recall that in Acts chapter 15, the Apostle James sees ultimate fulfillment in the inclusion of both Jews and Gentiles in the church, and of course makes that explicit at the Jerusalem Council. Unlike Camping, who attempts through esoteric numerology to calculate the exact date of rapture as well as the precise date of Christ's first advent, true prophets, they provided date parameters which, in concert with ancestry and birthplace and crucifixion prophecies, pinpoint Jesus as the prophesied Messiah. So rather than cast aspersions upon the Bible, they demonstrate that God has indeed inspired the sacred text of Scripture. Well, as much as we might hope that Harold Camping was an outlier, in reality, his number is legion. Just yesterday, I was sent a link to yet another sensationalistic Bible prophecy video, and this video based on a prophecy by Alexander Kane. The video alleges to be, well, a prophetic message to Joe Biden. However, if you do just a little research, you find that Alexander Kane is actually a pen name, and that the video is a mere rehash of material that was produced way back in 2015. The original video predicted that an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, would usher in the greatest and darkest event in human history. And that included the takedown of the United States of America, which was to occur prior to January 1, 2017, a date, of course, that has come and gone. So obviously, as with Camping, Alexander Kane, the pen name, proved to be a false prophet. And the video has zero credibility. And this is not only because the EMP failed to materialize, but because the biblical passages to which it alluded have nothing whatsoever to do with the 21st century. I want to take some time to cast that out in the broadcast today. I want to begin here with the fact that the video claims that Ezekiel's prophecy of the resurrection of dry bones, which is found in Ezekiel chapter 37, is actually fulfilled in the birth of the modern nation of Israel. And that's usually pinpointed at 1948, although a lot of people want to make this 1967. There are a lot of obfuscations that are taking place because the timetable simply didn't work out. But why didn't it work out? Because in reality, Ezekiel's prophecy does not pertain to modern-day history. In the spirit, Ezekiel looks forward to events that would take place a generation later, a time when Zerubbabel would rebuild the glorious temple, a time when Ezra would rebuild the spiritual condition of the returning exiles, a time when Nehemiah would challenge his fellow countrymen to arise and rebuild the shattered wall of Jerusalem. The typological relationship between the resuscitation of Israel and the resurrection of true Israel, of course, is seen with stunning clarity in Ezekiel's vision of dry bones scattered in the recesses of a valley. Dry and discarded, they were in danger of disintegrating into dust. But Ezekiel prophesied as he had been commanded to do by God. And then suddenly, there was a noise, there was a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, said Ezekiel, and tendons and flesh appeared upon them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. So again, Ezekiel prophesied as he was commanded to do, and breath entered the bodies. They came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army. Well, the interpretation leaves very little to the imagination. God would open the graves and would restore Israel. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and then I will settle you in your land. Then you will know that the Lord has spoken, that I have done it, declares the Lord. The resurrection of Israel to the land is but a type of resurrection that finds ultimate fulfillment in the resurrection of the Lord, who is the locus of the land. As such, the resurrection imagery of Ezekiel finds ultimate resolution in the resurrection of Christ and ultimately the resurrection of Christians. Let me give one more false claim that the video makes before we go to break. Then after the break, I'll talk about some of the other false claims. But the video claims, and this is very common in the claims of prophecy pundits today, it claims that to the north of the Caspian Sea, we find the people known as Magog inhabiting the land known as Rosh. Over time, the ancient name of Rosh became current-day Russia. So that's the claim of the video. So let Ezekiel mention the word Rosh and the imaginations of end-time sensationalists like Cain go absolutely wild. Sadly, the word Rosh sounds enough like Russia to implicate it as the villain in sensationalistic end-time scenarios. The notion isn't new. It was first popularized by the Scofield Reference Bible way back in 1917 and has since spawned a host of, Well, semantical jungle masters. The facts, of course, say otherwise. Plainly put, the word Russia is not a derivation of Rosh, as documented by credible historians and linguists. The word Russia is an 11th century Viking word, and as such, should not be semantically linked to the Hebrew word Rosh. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about one of the claims of the video that America is going to be utterly destroyed in the very near future. The false claim based on falsely reading the scripture as opposed to rightly reading the biblical text. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so please don't touch that dial.
You may not know his name, a lot of people don't, but he's largely responsible for poisoning the minds of an entire generation of Americans. The effects of that poison are felt and seen throughout our culture today. Worse still, the effects of his work are likely to be felt for generations to come. His name is Howard Zinn. And if you care about America's past and our future, being able to debunk Zinn's revisionist history is essential. To receive your copy of Debunking Howard Zinn, Exposing the Fake History That Turned a Generation Against America, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff.
Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence.
Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org, equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, talking today about a sensationalistic video that's making the rounds in Christian circles and in secular circles, dragging Christ's name through the mud. Before the break, I talked about the claim of the video that Ezekiel's prophecy of the resurrection of dry bones in Ezekiel chapter 37 is fulfilled in the birth of the modern nation of Israel. Also talked about the false claim that Rosh in Ezekiel chapter 5 has to do with Russia. Right now, I want to focus for just a moment on another claim made in the video, and that is that according to the final chapters of the Bible, our country and every American citizen is about to face its greatest tribulation, an event that will leave 290 million Americans dead, and that two-thirds of Israel is going to be destroyed in this coming war. Let me simply say this. In point of fact, neither Revelation nor the Olivet Discourse has anything to do with America or our generation. And there's no biblical basis for a coming seven-year tribulation during which a vast majority of Jews are going to die. Now, I've cashed this out in detail in my book, The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. I've also written about this in a book titled, Has God Spoken? Proof of the Bible's Divine Inspiration. Both those books available for those who want more detail, want to know how to read the Bible rightly, how to properly understand biblical prophecy. Those books available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can go to the web at equip.org. You can acquire these books for your support of our one-of-a-kind ministry outreach, which is committed to truth as well as to life. Truth that desperately needs telling, because otherwise people are going to eventually distrust the Bible for all the wrong reasons. Again, you can get your copy of either one of those books on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at box 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Here's another claim made by the video, which is that Babylon or Mystery Babylon is the United States of America, and the symbol of the whore of Babylon is the Statue of Liberty. It's quite troubling when you see the video. But what has puzzled me over the years is not the identity of the whore of Babylon, but how so many people could mistake her historical identity. I say that because in biblical history, only one nation is inextricably linked to the moniker harlot, and that nation is Israel. Anyone who has read the Bible even once has flashbacks to the graphic images of apostate Israel when they first encounter the great prostitute of Revelation. Because from the Pentateuch to the prophets, the image is repeated endlessly. Verse by verse, the painful picture of a people who prostitute themselves with pagan deities emerges. The prostituted bride had little interest in seeking intimacy with God in his temple. Instead, she craved intimacy with foreign gods on the threshing floors of perverse temples. the fact that Revelation is a virtual recapitulation of Ezekiel adds credibility to the notion that apostate Israel is the great prostitute depicted in Revelation chapter 17. And nowhere are the parallels more poignant than Ezekiel 16 and Revelation 17, sequentially linked and memorable. In both Ezekiel and Revelation, the prostitute commits adultery with the kings of the earth, is dressed in splendor, glitters with gold and precious jewels, and is intoxicated with the blood of the righteous. And that is but a glimpse of her unveiling. In Ezekiel, the prostitution of Jerusalem made that of her sisters Samaria and Sodom look insignificant by comparison. And in Revelation, she's in bed with imperial Rome. In the end, the great prostitute aligns herself with Caesar in piercing Christ and persecuting Christians. The golden cup in her hand is filled with the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all who have been killed on the earth. That's precisely what Revelation chapter 18 tells us. Shrouded in mystery, she was glorious. Glorious like the most beautiful of jewels. Unveiled, however, as apostate Israel, she is grotesque. When we consider the fact that the key to Revelation is a contrast between the purified bride and the prostituted bride, the identity of apostate Israel as the great prostitute becomes unmistakable. While the prostituted bride bears the mark Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth, the purified bride bears the moniker of the Lord and the Lamb upon her forehead. While America, like Israel, has prostituted herself in myriad ways, Mystery Babylon is not the United States, and the Whore of Babylon is not the Statue of Liberty. And I can't emphasize enough that the dispensational notion that two-thirds of the Jews living in our generation will die in the bloodiest Holocaust in the whole of history is a perversion of Scripture, not an authentic scriptural prophecy. Moreover, let me say this. Scripture is not intended to tell us when Christ is going to return. It is intended to tell us that He will return. Scripture says nothing whatsoever about what will unfold in our generation. Instead, here's what we know. Jesus will appear again because He said He would. And when He does, He will put all things to right. He will fully and finally resolve the problem of sin and Satan. He will separate. He will judge the wheat and the tares. He will resurrect the dead. He will recreate the universe without the stain of disease, destruction, decay, and death. So like manuscript and archaeological evidence, biblical prophecy is powerful. It's proof that God has spoken, that the Bible is divine, as opposed to being merely human in origin. This is precisely what God tells us. I told you these things long ago before they happened. I announced them to you so that you could not say, my idols did them. My wooden image, my metal God ordained them. Or in the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I've told you now before it happens so that when it does happen, you will believe. We have a repository. We have the scriptures, demonstrably divine, etched by the finger of God, using men, inspired by the Spirit. And so we know that our hope in resurrection is founded not on blind faith, but faith in a refutable fact, faith that cannot be controverted, but that is today being undermined, like the video I talked about on this broadcast. And I'm ever more concerned that people are being swept away by winds and waves that flash through the church and are destructive. And so again, I produced a lot of materials in this regard, The Apocalypse Code and Has God Spoken? You can get either one of them for your support of this ministry. Thanks for tuning in today. Look forward to seeing you next time with more of the broadcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In The Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI.